Specifically, Inyan Hagdaras Roshim B'Shabbos. So it means like this. We know, we discussed in the past, Ksiva Shneosios. Discussed about writing letters. But there is a discussion in the Tanaim. Say you don't write a letter. Say like you're reading over something, and anytime you see something interests you, you make a check. So you make a line as a siman. Is that considered ksiva? Because ksiva shneosios is not os. And what about something that's not an os, like it's a picture? What about a fingerprint? So these are some of the things that as Hashem, we'll be looking into this evening. So says the Mishnah. Hakosuf shtei osios beim yimino beim smolo, beim shemecha beim shtei shemus beim shtei samanios b'chol loshon chayev. So two olives, or an olive for the bays. Or two types of one ink and one crayon or something like that. Say simanios. Chol loshon chayev. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, lochivu shtei osios el mishum roshim. So Rav Yosef introduces us to a concept called roshim. So what does roshim mean, Rashi? Mishum Roshim, says Rashi. Simon. Simon Shahayu Osim Bekarshe HaMishkan. Ibnay Shemafarkin Oso. Ushaymu Lo Yechofu Sevda Koshim. In other words, they would put different, like, signals. Like a check or an X or a, so on the pieces of wood in the Mishkan, so know when they reassemble, they'll know which one goes where, because they know that this one,
exactly.
This one had the check, this one had the X, this one had the arrow, this one had the, but they're not letters. Oh. Page 1. So Rav Yosi Lameyman Afilo Kotzav Al Rosh Shnei Rishimus Baal Nelsim Chayim. So what we're talking about tonight, in previous year we're talking about Shnei Osios, an Aleph, Aleph Beis, Aleph, you know. But here Rav Yosi says a Chiddush that Yichayim Yishim Roshim, meaning, say, like, you're reading through something, you want to look for mistakes. So whenever you see a mistake, you make a check or a line. You know, roshim. So Rav Yossi says that yechayev mishum roshim. In other words, certainly if you write shtei osios yechayev, but even if you make two marks, yechayev. So the question is, so that's like the example I gave you. Like I write these marks here. I write, you know, with a paragraph, all little things. So Chas v'Shalom, if someone would do that on Shabbos, but that's not an os, right? What would be the story? Now, Reb Yossi is the one who says this. Now what about Tanakama? He doesn't mention this. So does Tanakama hold that dafka you have to write a letter, and if you don't write a letter, you're not chayiv or not? That's the question of him. So And that's one question. What does Tanakhama hold? And furthermore, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rav Yossi? In other words, you could say, Mepashtus, like someone to say, that Tanakhama doesn't hold for this whole thing of Rashi. He holds only Kosef. And he holds from Rashi. Could be a machlagis. So one shot is, does Tanakhama totally negate Rashi? And he says, only Chayim Mishim Kosef. And Rav Yosef has the Rashi? That's one question. And he, or does Tanakhama also agree to Rashi? And if he does, then you have to understand what's the difference between him and Rav Yosef. And then the question is, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Tanakhama? Assuming there's some, there definitely is a machlagis. The question is, What is the machlokes?
And Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah. Oh. So there's a famous Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam on page 9, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. Says the Rambam, Roshim told us Toisifu. That, so he brings down the din of Roshim. And he says it's a told of Kosef. But Kosef is when you write the letter. Roshim is what? When you make, so what is Roshim? Kate said, Roshim, Rishomim, Vitsuris, Bekoisim. Some say it should be Bekol. In other words, he makes pictures. Tsuras. Not letters, but the different tsuras. Keder Hashah, Tsayar, and Roshman. He's a Chayv Mishum Kosef. So he's Chayv Mishum Kosef. So what does that mean? Does that mean he passes like Rav Yossi? Like Yechav Mishum Roshim? Not only Kosef? So the Magen Mishnah says no. That's not the Pshat. Says the Magen Mishnah, Roshim told us Kosef, Mishnah Babonam Rav Yossi L'chivu Shtei Yossi Yosel Mishim Roshim. They come close to Makasha and Mishkan Leda Ezehu Ben Zugu. Pesh Rabbeinu, the famous Mishnah Shadas Rav Yossi Roshim Roshim Av Bifnei Atzmo. So he says like this. The Rambam holds, we don't paskin like Rav Yossi. So what's the machlokes? The Pashup Shad of the Mishnah is that Tanakhama doesn't hold from Roshim. Only Rav Yossi holds from Roshim. But the Rambam says a different Pshat. The Rambam says that Tanakhama holds that Roshim is a tolda of Kosef. And Rav Yossi holds that Roshim is an Av Malacha Bifnei Atzma. So that's very right. Shadas Rav Yossi Yisham Roshim Av Bifnei Atzma. Uksiv Shnei Osir Zbovad Uhum Nishim Roshim. Fichakacha Yosim B'mishkan. He says, Roshim is an Av Malacha Bifnei Atzma.
Is it possible?
We've got one. Yeah, So the Rabbi Yossi, Uksiv Shnei Otsis Bilvad Hu Mishim Roshim. Fishakach Hayu B'Mishkan. Vein Alok HaMosa Al Tolus HaKosifu. So he's claiming that even the Chiddush of the Rambam is that even Tanakama holds from Roshim, but he holds that Roshim is a told of Kosev, and Rav Yossi holds that it's an Av Mifnei Atzma. Now, we'll have to see what's the Nafkamina. If you hold it's an Av Mifnei Atzma, or if you hold it's a... Yeah. So if you look, there's a Chasam Sofer that explains that, and the Rambam says something similar in the Perish Mishnayos. But if you look at the Chasam Sofer on page 11, so the Rambam holds that they both Tanakama and Rav Yossi hold this account of a Roshim. But Tanakama holds that it's a Tolda of Kosev, and Rav Yossi holds that it's an Av of Neat. But the Orzarua, take a look at the Orzarua on page 4. Says the following. Zeru says on page 4, Hilkach Nira Beina Chaodam Ayan Halacha Vishabas Walibo Shum Chiddish, Chasar Hushal, so also Lusham Bitsiporin Halagilu. In other words, say a person's learning and he has a question. So he takes his fingernail and he makes a mark with his fingernail. Lizkor Shalo Yishka, me the Navi Mesarit al Basaro, also Kuli Alma. Rav Yossi Nam, the Muki also Roshan Ba'alma. So he's saying that Rav Yossi holds, in other words, he's basically saying we pass like Rav Yossi. But because, why does he say that? Because he holds Tanakama doesn't hold from Roshan. So he's passing the concept of Roshan. So, there are 3 days here, the way some point out. There's one day, maybe Shita's Rashi, that there's Machlokas Tanakama. Tanakama doesn't hold from Roshim. Rav Yossi holds from Roshim, but we pass like Tanakama. No Roshim. Then, the other way of saying it.
I got half a minute first, and then afterwards I'm going to come in.
Okay, how are you? Welcome back.
Okay. I got fucking traffic. When's the stopping?
Today. Yeah.
And that's Tanakama. Then there was a rule holds in the same idea that they're arguing Tanakama, but we paskin like Rav Yossi. And the Rambam says no, everyone agrees to Roshim. But only Machlokas is Roshim a Tolda of Kosev, or is it an Av Mifnei Atzma? And
do you want us to come here?
Well, what do you have?
We got everybody. We've got 2 more guys came.
So how many do you need?
That's a good question. How many do we have out there?
9.
9?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I say maybe they have 10.
Hello.
We need... We have 8.
Okay, you have 8 on there?
With him. We're counting you, we have 8.
Okay.
I'll jump in.
So I'll jump in and he'll jump in. And,
Okay, thank you so much.
If anyone else comes, you come, yeah, come back. So that's... So if you look in the Chasam Sofer, on page 11 in the Chiddush Chasam Sofer, He writes, Kul Rav Yossi, Shemhach Pasagar Vazarua, Kul Rav Yossi, Omnam Hu Mamash Das Yochid. He says there was a rule of das yochid. If Kanos Plug and Rabban Rav Yosi Pligi Rashi Rambam, Perish and Mishnah. Rambam Hapligi Rabban Lake of Lachad Ab Malach Ksiva. Chomi Simon and Mishumim have a told of the Kosev. So everything else, like if you write a different mark or things like that, that's a told. So what if you write two letters and then you also make marks? And you forgot it, Helam Echad. So, you know, one forgetfulness. So if it's two separate malachas, then you'll be chayv on each one. But if it's not, then you'll only be chayv one. So if you're close to Varosh and Helam Echad, ain't chayv alachas. Because if you do an Av and a Tolda, you'll be chayv one. But Rav Yossi have a lay of Beis Avos. Because Rav Yossi holds the two different Avos. Kosev is one Av and Roshim is another Av. So therefore you're going to be Chayav Shnayim. Beis Avos Ksiva Shekosev in Yom Tzitzar for Av Bifnei Atzmo and Roshim have Av Bifnei Atzmo. Hakosev Beis Avos is L'Siva V'Alma Lol in the Samin Dover. So he says, so that's what he says, is the machlokas. So according to Rashi, he explains, there's no chiyuv of Roshim. Why? Because in the Mishkan, he holds, what do they do in the Mishkan? The Kasam Sofer says that Rashi Shita is Tarakama doesn't hold from Roshim. Why? Because in the Mishkan they didn't just do checks. When they wrote on the different pieces of wood, they wrote Aleph, Beis, Gimel, everything was osseous.
The funny thing in the Bible is probably... Yeah.
Good to see you. Yeah. So we're talking about on Shabbos there's a Chiv of Kosev to write Shnei Osseous, but there's also a question of whether the Chiv of Roshik to make a mark. Like say you're looking at something and you want to check the parts that you make a check. So Rav Yossi holds, you know, even chayv mishum roshim, and some say that Tanakama, the Rambam sheet is that Tanakama also holds the chayv mishum roshim. It's just that he holds roshim as a tolda and Rav Yossi holds it's another av.
There's no enough to me that enough, per se, just in terms of.
Well, if you have the Helam Echad, maybe Chayav Shnayim, maybe Chayav. So that's a fascinating machlokes.
Would the Shia be for Moshe?
Two things.
Two
marks. That'll be similar to Shtei Osios. So I'm going to say, one of the Sfarim here wants to point out that, see, the Rambam Shita is that you have to have a tsura. Because that question was, what did the Rambam say on page 9? The Rambam says, Haroshe Mishama Vitsuras Bekoisa. So one of the Svarim says, the Rambam wrote that, it has to be like a picture or a tsura, not just like a line or something like that. Why? So one of the Svarim writes, because the Rambam holds Roshim is a told of Kosev. So if you're just making a mark, that's not really Kosev. If you're making a Tzura, a form, that's similar to a letter, even though you're just doing a little picture or something like that. But if you hold that it's a separate Av, then even any mark would be a problem. So the Rambam, the Shitaso, says that. Let's see who says it in Chassidus. Yeah, and the Rashi sheet is that there's no such thing as Rosh Hashanah, which is Machlokas Tanakam and Rav Yossi, and we paskin like who? Like Tanakam. Whereas the Ruah says the Machlokas Tanakam and Rav Yossi, and we paskin like Rav Yossi. And the Rambam says they both, there is a Machlokas, but at the end of the day they both agree that there's a chiyuv. Okay, so that's the have to see who says that more about that. Maybe Rambam is Lashitasa only if it's a tzura, as opposed to, we'll see. I think that maybe this Khan Aaron is going to say that. And according to the Rambam, since it's a told of Kosev, then it has to be, it can't be just like a dot or something like that. It has to be like some type of form. We'll see. Now, there's a fascinating Taz. If you look at Shulchan Aruch on page 12, he says, "Mut." How you doing? Welcome back. Nice to see you. Oh, David Shlita. I like the glasses. They new?
Nope, they're not new,
but they're still nice. I've new been sleeping. So look at the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch on page 12. We're talking about whether there's a chiyuv of Roshim. In other words, with a din of Kosev, you write Shnei Oseks. But what if you just write, you're looking at something and you want to make check marks, like to remind you that there's something you want to remember about that line. So you make a check next to it. Well, like I have arrows, you know. Is that Rechayim and Shabbos or not? So it says in Shulchan Aruch Mutar on page 12. Mutar Lirsham Mitziporan Al HaSefer Kemoshe Roshlam L'Simon She'ein Zedov HaMizkayim. In other words, he says you can take your fingernail and make like an indentation. Say you were reading something and that line you want to remember, so you take your fingernail and you, so he says you can do that because it's not miskayin. But it's mashmur that if you would take a pen and do that, right, you'd make a little mark. And
how does this work out with the Gemara on Plana that it says that if you make an indentation that you're, it's also considered, it's like a roshim, the Gemara talks about also from Plana.
An indentation of the ground. This is an indentation on the piece of paper. Oh, so look in the Taz. He wants to say a Chiddush. Look at the first word in the line is Shnayim Osir. See where it says Shnayim Osir by the Taz on the left side. First word in the line is Shnayim in the Taz. Mm-hmm. Okay, Nira, the Dafka Dumya the Mishkan, Shay Rosh Mishnei Rishumim Leheker. So it's half a question. Nimsa Simon Echari Osim Shnei Rishumim. Who was there also with Rabban Afil Benim Skaim? Mashenkin Roshan will say Mishnei Mikomus, have Kalechat Simon Ladavim Yuchen. But say, I want to write like this. I want to show that these two crushim go together. So I write, I make one arrow this way and another arrow this way. So I know the two arrows, there's 10 of them, whatever. But the ones that have the arrow this way and arrow this way, they go together. So those two arrows are connected. You see, if you just do two checks, so each check has nothing, that's 1 + 1 = 1. It's two separate things. It's one and one. They're not connected. But if the two simonim are connected to each other, that's the chiv. That's the chiv d'oraisa.
So if you would write, let's say, a half a letter, and then another half a letter and connect it.
It has one letter. You have two letters.
But if you would write, let's say, two halves and then connect it.
Right, but it's still, that's one letter. But here, you're doing a simon. So a simon is only, so you're going to chayv which day simonim. But like Yaakov asked, what's the chiv? So he's saying a bigger chiddush. Not only shnei simonim, but the two simonim have to be connected to each other. Like you write two different things on the, so you know that these two go together. And then another two, you'll write a half a circle, a half a circle, you know those two go together. But each simon, but if you just write, whatever interests me, I'm going to check. So each check has nothing to do with the other thing. So then that's only but the Rabban.
Rashi said Ba'alma, sounded like everything.
So that's a fascinating sheet of the Taz.
Be cool. On the footnote to the Or Zeruah,
yeah.
They said that what we have here on Sipe is the Tur and the Machaber, but the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe, possibly like the Or Zeruah, that even to do the indentation with the fingernail is usur.
Right.
I don't see the Ramah. Is the Ramah somewhere else?
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Okay, let's take a look now in this Kan Aaron. You know the same as Kan Aaron? Rav Aaron Walkin.
What page?
Page 18, 19. Mr. Sharblot, page 18. So he says a fascinating discussion here. What is that? Commencement. Ha par rav tefa b'shabbos. I don't know. But the kids, I don't know what is it. But the point is, they have to take fingerprints on Shabbos. Srichim lachtom be'etzba. So the question is, well, is there an isser of taking a fingerprint on Shabbos? Is that like roshim? It's not koisev because you're not writing letters, but you're making a tzura. So is that an isser daraisa of koisev of roshim, which according to some Tanoim, Yechayev, according to the Rambam and the Or Zeruah, Yechayev. The Or Zeruah says Yechayev because you'd be passing like Rav Yossi. The Rambam says Yechayev because Tana Kamba agrees to it. So look what he says. Ein inyan zeh sovel arichas klal. Tani adai di pasher di Yisrael atzma shemelich etzbo lo rach alim in Rav Yossi b'shav kav kumrema al fivu Tana Kamba. He says it's a chiv d'oraisa to make a fingerprint on chops. Why? El Rav Yosi Shav Dama Lachiv Shnei Yosi Yosel Mishem Roshem Perishas Nafilo Kotsiv El Roshem Shimus Baal Machayev Hanshem Dele Demishchem Lo Yosham Osios El Roshmus. Kilo they have a Rosh Hashanah Malacha. So he says that according to Rashi, he claims that in the Mishkan they didn't have osios. Only on each piece of wood they wrote a symbol, not a letter. So the symbol, so Roshim is Dav Malacha. According to Tanakama, no. In the Mishkan they wrote Aleph, Beis, Gimel, that's what they wrote on the thing. So Yichai Mishum. So that's, according to Rashi, it's a machlokes. What happened? What was in the Mishkan? Were they osios in the Mishkan, or were just symbols in the Mishkan? Well, Korach Mishum, the day of Shimus HaKroshim, Shem Mishkan, Hayav Osios, Velo, Beroshmus. Umeel Chol Roshim, Lo Mikri Av, Kevin Doleh of Mishkan. Aval Chol Panim told them, Yahavi, Afilu Tanakam. But it's a told them. Because even though it wasn't in the Mishkan, but similar to something that was in the Mishkan. In Mishkan, they had letters to remind you where each board belonged. But say you don't use letters, you use different type of symbols. So that wasn't in the Mishkan, but similar enough, so it's a tolda. Tolda is also a Nisa Daraisa.
Except for the Rambam.
According to the Rambam, everyone agrees that there's a Kol Panim told him Yahava, a few Tanakama, Moshkosim Lahedya Haramba. Roshim told us Koisif, okay, said Roshim Shom Tsurus Mikosu. Well, Korchot Nivre Rambam, who will leave Tanakama. Oh, so he's the one who says it. He says the Rambam is following Tanakama. How do we know? How does he know? Maybe the Rambam is just like the Or Zeruah, that we follow Rav Yossi, that Yechai Mishum. Tzura. So he says, "Chad mitzim the itzrius sharoshim yeh betzura sharoshim shel tziyurim," because the Rambam says it's not enough just to have a line; it has to be some type of picture or something like that. Because then it's similar to kaisiv. Feel Rav Yossi, feel Roshim Baal Machayv. Follow the Peshu Mishnah because the Rambam didn't halacha Rav Yossi, and the Peshu Shoshi he said they didn't halacha Rav Yossi. Kevada shall use the Guzel Halacha. Elavada, Aliba, the Tanakama, Kama, the Roshim, Loya, Klava, Mishkan, El Davi told them, the Kosev. Umela, the Enochai of El Bisham, Shesh, from Tsiyum, Damik Sas, the Kosev. So he says that, so that's the Rambam Shita, that everyone agrees there's a Chiyav Mishav Roshim. The only question is it a Tolda of Kosev? Or is it an Av Bifnei Atzma? And he says an Av Kamina might be to whether you need a Tzura to the, or is just a line. So now, he says, Fizeh bin Yondi Dan Da'ali Dei Dechika Ha'etzba Roshem Lai Dei Zeh Kol Tzura Sa'etzba. He says, V'adiv Harbe Yosem Mi Roshem Shtei Rishimas Ba'alma. The Rishim. He says, when you put your finger on a fingerprint, you know, how many lines and in the Shire. So he says, this is, you have the Tzura of the Etzba, and you have all kinds of Rishimus Ba'alma. You have Kavi Mishitur de Harbe. And you have the Tumuna of the Etzba. So the Mela, he says, Vada Chayiv Gomer Hu, Ben HaTorah, Al Koponim, Tolda the Kosev, Hava Fiul Tanakama. See, according to Rabbi Yossi, Yichayv on Malacha is Roshim for sure Yichayv. Even with Tanakama, he says it's an Issa Daraisa. Even according to Tanakama, because you're making it a Tzura and plus all these other. G'dol b'zahayi Epshal Omer Davi Av Malacha Vilo Tanakama Davi Naksav V'tziyot Mun Hazos Kim Nagu Kuliyam Lassos Zel Simen Mubra Kav V'zek Ksav.
So he says, in other words,
it was Masa ben Ikahos. Came to Nagu Kula Masa. So he claims that according to all sheets, it's an Issur D'oraisa. Because it's used as a siman.
Is he disagreeing with the Rambam? If the Rambam said the Tanakhama said it's only a Toba, and he wanted to say that you could even say the which case did he give that the Yisrael Rebbe that the Tanakhama would agree it's an Av Malachar?
Yeah, because he says because everyone uses fingerprints as a simon. So Mela, maybe that becomes like a...
A regular way of tzav, because
right,
that's why people... That's there for people to write about.
With a
I mean, if that's the way people identify...
Right, since people identify, he wants to say maybe that's a tzav, maybe that's... And a simon, Roshim is only when you made up this way. But it's something that's Reuven the Alma, maybe that's like... I'm not so convinced about that, but okay.
Why should they have OCO?
What?
Why do you need two of them?
Information. He needs to provide you with some sort of information.
Why don't have one number for one?
Now, he has another interesting thing here.
Is this, I don't know how they do fingerprints for newborns, but does that affect a newborn on Shabbos? I mean, are they able to wait till after Shabbos to do the...
Well, the newborn is not a bar chiyuva. What if the parent takes his finger and... So I assume it's not going to be done by the parent, but... So the parent would take the finger and put it on the thing and put it on the...
A nurse who's not Shomer Shabbos, maybe?
Yeah, Jewish nurse who does it, so she did a Malacha D'oraisa. That's basically.
What about the net issue of the switching of babies or kidnapping? They started that whole thing. Sometimes there'd be the shogay, but other times you'd have these crazy people that go into the room disguised as a medical person and then they steal a baby. So they started that. But in other words, they didn't always do that. That was...
Right. Okay, but... So let the non-Jewish nurse do it.
Non-Jewish nurse. Okay.
Then he has a discussion on page 15 of Gutman. What about writing numbers? Is that kosher? Because it's not osios. On Shabbos, you label it. This is number one, number two. So he says, page 15 of the bottom. Stabber, Mitzbaya Plugdus Aposkum Simus Roshim. Das Rashi, Chachamim Pliya Rav Yosef, Shulay Lomachayim Roshim Klaal, right? Rashi sheet is the Chachamim don't hold from Roshim. Rambam, says everyone chayim yishu roshim. Near the Avnei Shitas Rashi, Rabbi Chayim roshim was simon. We call mochem because of simoni hamispar. See page. And ikra number. Shogim hakol kosev v'havei haskamis kol amim kulam luktav kain hamispar imbadi the modu chayim alel mishum kosev. Kain hu muska ben bnei odom shem ksavolov. Wow. That's a fascinating chiddush, he's saying. Similar to what this Kan Aaron was saying. You write two numbers on Shabbos, then you write a one and a two. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the Yichai Mishum Roshim, okay, I understand, but according to Tanakhama, and assuming that, like, Shitas Rashi, that Tanakhama doesn't hold from Roshim, but he wants to claim, and this is what this Kan Aaron says, that's a method of communication for everybody. So Mela, that's called Kosev, even though it's not Osios. You like that or you don't like
it? So if this is all true, what is the definition of a lafa? Because it provides information, doesn't sound like it's like to actually write letters. It sounds like if it's a method of communication,
To write a ksav. He says that the definition of a ksav is something that is muskam, that this is a method of communication. In other words, I'm not so convinced. Maybe kosev is only shnei osios. It's not an os. So if you hold from roshim, it could be roshim. But if you don't hold from roshim, in other words, this idea that if it's something that is a
is it limited to Hebrew? What if it's Japanese or Chinese and it's a whole word? You know, like why should it be like one is a word? You know,
one, but if you write just two,
it's a word. One, I mean, it's a symbol. A two is
a
I
two.
Mean, it's it should be. I don't know.
I'm not so convinced. It's not an os. So if you hold that Yichai Bishu Roshim like the Rambam, like the Rosh, okay. But if you're saying that we hold like Rashi that you need an os, and there was no Roshim, and we pass him like Tanakama. So, this Kiddush is interesting. So he's going to claim that the Machlokas about Roshim is, Roshim means I make this symbol. Even though you can tie a check, everyone uses a check. That's not like something that you made. So he wants to claim that if it's something that everyone uses as so that becomes a ksav. Wow.
So if somebody had to write a check out on Shabbos, writing out the amount in numerical value, maybe he wouldn't be chayav, but then once he writes the value in words, that's what he'd be chayav on.
Yeah. Right.
It's the same in legal terminology.
What?
That's how the law is also.
Wow, what's the law?
I mean, it's the words that count, not the
words that count, not the numbers, right?
Yeah,
but it's of course
the words. What if you didn't write the numbers?
Yeah, as long as there's a discrepancy between the numbers and the
right.
And the words.
The words, yes.
So. I think he's right. The banks go after the words on the numbers.
Uh-huh. They don't just invalid.
It's harder to make a mistake. It's more words spelled out.
Right. So then you need more concentration or whatever. Look what he writes at the bottom. I am sure the Rayol, the Xivus Osius on the bottom of page 16. The Xivus Osius shall mispar, Voshaich Mazek Sav Akum. In other words, you write one, O and E.
There's Pasachim, there's Ksavachim?
Yeah.
They're actually Indian. They're actually, you know, Arabic numerals are Indian, actually.
Look at that. Another interesting thing. You know, sometimes people write a check, and they write their name. You know, they write basically the first letter, and then the rest is like
some scribble line.
Scribble line. So, what's the story for Hilchos Shabbos? You do that on Shabbos.
But why is the first name and the first name and then the scribble doesn't count as a second?
Oh, so let's see. Kasimas Yado, page 17 on the left. Yesh lachkom v'nash ha-regilim b'nei odom lachtom shema b'chasimas Yado v'enam os yashleim v'choshu k'sivim v'dereis l'in Shabbos alon v'chor dom edo dikosev k'sav m'shita. Right, if you write, you know, like script. Shatzidir Magen Avram came to Lahavi Osir Shleimus Lo Mikri Ksav. Kol Shkei Chassinus Yad Adam to Lahavi Michal Klav Osir Keil Ksav Hamuska Vezul Bnei Adam. And he should do that the Yudh Shkei Ksav the Chassinus Yad Adam Ksiv Ibi the Reis of Alo Bier Im Heim Osir Shvurus Kedai Chassinus Ergim Bi Amenu Dev Shud Havi Chosim Osir Shleimus. So he says that maybe it's not called Ksav. Because maybe it's like Ksav Meshita.
What does Ksav Meshita mean?
It's like a type of script or something like that. It's a chiddush to me what he says about the about numbers. That numbers maybe is kosev. Even though it's an os, it's kosev is osius, this is numbers. 1, 2. So if you chayv mishabroshim, I can understand. But if you're not chayv mishabroshim, this is all within Shitas Rashi, that there's no chayv mishabroshim. But once you hold there's a chayv mishabroshim, so what would the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Lashon Tzuros. Rosha told the coast of Kis and Hiroshim, Mishamim, Mitsuros. So is this Rishimus Vitsura? It might be. The one is a certain Tsura. 2, 3.
But in binary, the numbers represent letters.
If you do a...
Like 1, 0 represents a letter, 0, 1 represents a different letter.
That's a whole separate thing. I mean, everything... Those aren't numbers, 0 and 1. Those are electric. Those are circuitry.
Yeah, you should be wrote out. They'd be the same. Like when you set the punch cards.
Yeah, that's just.
So it comes out. We have all these different shitas. The halacha we seem to paskin that there's a concept of roshim. The only thing is, the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's Eidu Miskayim, then it's not Chayim. So if you write it with your fingernail, then that's not Chayim. But he says, so the question is, why don't we say it's a Nisa de Rabbanan? So he says, because it was only one Roshan. But he doesn't say that. Well, he wants to say that the Shulchan Tas says that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about one Rishima, which is the Durabbanan, and it's Eidu Miskayim, so then it's Mutal Gabri. Because Eidu Miskayim alone usually is still an Issa Durabbanan. And then he makes this distinction between one Roshim, even within two Roshims, if they're connected, that's two. 1 plus 1 is 2, and then sometimes 1 plus 1 is 1. Because it's two separate. I said before, look, if you want to show that these two boards belong together, I make an arrow here, this way an arrow here. These two simanim work together. But if I'm just checking off different things, and because there's something interests me in this line, something interests me in that line, but there's no connection between the two simanim, that's a 1 and a 1. It's not a 2. It's not one. It's a 1, 1 simon and another simon, but it doesn't have a den of 2 because they're not connected. That's a fascinating task. That in order to be a deraisa, it has to be shtei simanim, but the simanim have to be connected. So that's why over here he says he can do it because it's only the Rabbanon. He doesn't tell you how many, because he can be talking about you're doing many, but they're not connected. So even if you do 10, they only have a din 1 and a 1 and a 1 and a 1.
Because it's
Ain
and Iskayim, it's a double Darabanan, so it's Mutter,
right?
But if you had two, if according to the Taz theory, if you had two together, and it was Ain and Iskayim, that would be...
See, like if you have 1, 2, 3, so then 1 and 2 are together. So 1 and 2 are connected. 2 and 3, 4, you know, they're connected. It's not just on a check and a check. So mainly, if you want to pick on the board, you want to label this board 1, board 2, board 3, board 4, board 4. So then that's called multiple. But if you're just checking a check, a check, a check, those are, even if you do 10 of them, that only counts as, well, each one is a singular thing.
And the labeling indicates that two objects belong together, right?
So that's what he's... Yeah. After Dubi the Mishkan, Yeroshim Shnei Rishim and the Heker, Shalish Chalfu, was a simon echad hayosim shnei rishumim. Was a simon echad was shnei rishumim. That's also we do rabbanim. So that's a list of the raisa. But if zaynim skayim, it's a rabbanim. But if you have shnei rishmekomos and every simon is a separate thing, okay, mutrafil we do rabbanim, because then it's maybe chatzishir, but then it's. So then it's Mutul Gamre. Definitely do me the Mishkan, Shavuot Shnei Mishrim is the Heker. Yeah. So that's a fascinating concept of within the. So we have all these different Shitas Rishonim, and then it comes out we have the Machlokas Rashi, Rambam, or Zeruah. Right, and then we have the Tazis Kiddush of you know, with the two Siman about connected to each other or not, and or if they're two disjoint things, then it only has a din. This is one Siman and this is one Siman, but they don't add up to two. And then we have this discussion about numbers. Do we say that numbers is a din Roshem, or maybe numbers is a din Kosef, because it's a universal language, numbers. So maybe you can say that the concept of Roshem is my own private simon. But if I use numbers, that's a universal. So then maybe that has a din ksav. So those is chiddush, is there's a possibility of having a din ksav if it's universal, even though it's not letters and it's numbers.
How are we posking officially? Are numbers considered the...
Well, with l'halacha, we're choshesh for Roshem. Okay. So then therefore this is has Roshim, so therefore you shouldn't number.
Nothing to do with Kotev, just.
Yeah, I mean, according to the Rambam, it's.
You have to choose.
It's a total.
You could too.
I mean, if you have to choose, it's better to do numbers than letters. Yeah. Because could be numbers is only Roshim, and according to some Rishonim, we know there's no Isser in Roshim. Okay. So that's the shear.
Thank you very much.
We'll continue next week.